Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Meretz Shichyu, so Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Leah, Rusvitel Estila Ravida, Esther bas Sara Miriam, Dina Bracha bas Esther Adas, Sol Shachal Yisrael, is based in the Torah Marina Rabbeinu of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. What's pshat when we say in davening, "V'chol arisha kreya tovei, v'chol yevecha meik reis, v'azdi meres akir shaber smagyarnas"? We're talking about the minim, the malshinim, the bad guys, the heretics, the religious oppressors. And we ask that all of the evil should in a moment be destroyed, uprooted, smashed, completely put out of action. So there's no more Ra. There's no more Risha. And then after that we ask, V'sachnia b'mheira v'yameinu. And it should be subordinated also. One second. Once you have that it's ta'ake u'shaber u'smagir, it's gone, right? So what are we asking now? V'sachnia b'mheira v'yameinu. And it should also be subordinated. It should be subjugated. Answer. It doesn't exist anymore. What do we need it to be? What do we need achna after we have the ibur, the ikur, the shibur, the gimigur? The Gemara in Megillah 15a, it says that many years before the Mice of Purim, Haman sold himself to Mordechai as an eved for a loaf of bread. What are they trying to tell us when they tell us that Haman was sold for as a slave to Mordechai before he became great? Let's go back to the Etzim Yisod of the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. It starts after Ve'ya B'niach Hashem Elokecha Lecha Mikol Eivecha Misaviv. After you finished with all the enemies, so then you turn to this war with Amalek. You have to erase the memory of Amalek. In other words, after you concluded the sugya of destroying all the enemies around you, Ve'niach Hashem Elokecha Lecha Mikol Eivecha Misaviv, when you finish all the up with all the enemies around you, so then now you can turn to Amalek. All of our tzorim cause it tzara, and we require a Yeshua from them. But this parsha is a different parsha. It's a parsha b'fnei atzma. By other amim, is Yergazon, Yechosei Murad. Other amim have their fears, but Amalek, they just jumped right into the ambati or isachas. They jumped into the boiling hot bathtub. Amalek has no fear of God. So we know that Einam Levado, there's no koch in the world that exists mitzad atzmo misnagid l'kedusha, that's against kedusha. And if there's a mitzius of ra in the world, that's misnagid kedusha, it's only there to be mevarir the toiv. That this ra was created from this tov. That's the purpose of all the ra we see in the world. The ra is l'tachlis ha-tov. Yetzer tov is tov. And Yetzer Hara, say Chazal, Bereshis Rabbah 9:7, is Tov Me'od. Very good. If not for the Yetzer Hara in the world, Lo Yadgar wouldn't have challenges. So, our Avodah is Lehotzias HaTov Me'ara. State in Zoyar that if not for the Yetzer Hara in the world, there'd be no Chedrus of the Shmeitzer. Rabbi Tzadik talked about this in one place beautifully. We're supposed to transform that excitement that we have for negative things into excitement we have for Torah, for Kedusha, for Yerushalayim, for Abbas Hashem, Abbas Hashem, Abbas Habrius. And if so, the Metzius Koach HaRabba Atzmo Haya Maspik Kedei Shiyarak Lom Desheich HaTimsi. In other words, the reality of the Koach HaRa itself would be enough that there should be a Lom Deshe scenario of what would be if we don't do Ratzin Hashem, if we don't keep the mitzvahs. That's what was said to Adam Rishon, Lo Yisoyach Al Pen, don't eat from the tree lest. If he would have listened to this, he's using the Metzius of Pen, of lest something terrible happen, you eat from the tree, you die. And that's enough. The idea is enough. And what turned it into a Metzius? Man himself. He was Nichshol, and he made the Ra into a Metzius, into a reality, into a concrete reality. And now there is death, and there is Ra in the world. And it's part of us. You know, when When you learn Gemara, and you're learning Bava Basra, and you're learning all about these thieves, and what the thief is thinking, and Bava Metzia, and Bava Kama, and all the Nezik, and Ksubis, he rapes her, and he seduces her, and he sleeps with an Eshesish. It doesn't make the person ra. Why is that? Because it's all Lam Shehechetimsi Mitech HaSugya. And when it's a Lam Shehechetimsi Mitech HaSugya, all this ra, all these Koychas HaRa, so then it's Kodesh Kadoshim. The Navi says, Malachi 1:2, Halo Och Esav Liakov. Esav is a brother to Jacob. V'oyevis Yaakov is Esav, and they say, I love Yaakov, I hate Esav. It starts with Achva, and then afterwards we get to Ava and Sinek. First there's a Tzir of Toiv Rabbi Das, Oifin Shalpen V'ulai. That's all part of the Chel Agilu Kvot Shemayim. But Bizmanchi, it says, originally it's Och, it's just a Hechatimtzi, but it's not real. Then when it's Yotzei Lepol, and it comes into the world, when a person is Mesabel Adas Toiv Rabbi, Nichat Zemachayim Shkolatzim, Mesogim Al-Yoinim, Roitzei Ladas, and then it becomes a metzius of a hating Esav. That's when the ra is a befoil in the world. It's terrific. They're brothers. They're right hechitimsi. We understand the toy from the ra. We understand this hechitimsi of ra and what it's here for. And it doesn't affect us. It doesn't impact us in a negative way. If not for Tipshus, we wouldn't understand the Milo of Chochm. We understand the Chochm and Tishus. It's good to have the Tzad HaHefech. Then we understand the Tzad HaToiv. You know what it is to be good because you know what it is to be a Nazi. Not Chashom ourselves, but the Ra the Nazis did in the world. So we want to do just the opposite. Never cause another human being any type of discomfort or pain. As Chashom. Now we can understand this parasha with Amalek is not because b'mikre, just by chance, we had a tzara from an enemy and we need a Yeshua like other tzaras. But this is the ikur parasha and the bria. There are two umos, so la'om la'om yamatz. It's either this one or that one. Zeh comes zeh noifel, zeh comes zeh noifel. It's Yaakov or Esav. That's what it already says when they were in their mother's womb. See Rashi, Bereishis 25:23. The whole mitzius is built on the fact the whole mitzvah of ra is to understand the tov, just eichetimtzi. That's what we said al tchilas briyasu shel asayne azeh be'etzem reishis mitzvusoi. He's already being oichal al shulchanu shel hakedusha. He's only there because of the kedusha as eichetimtzi to understand the tov. When you understand the ra, you understand the tov. You see both sides. That's why he's here, to better get to the tov, to understand the tov, to reach the tov, to strive for the tov. As I state that Haman was sold as an eved to Mordechai for a loaf of bread, because Betzim he's chayv all of his mitzvahs to Mordechai, the tzadik kedusha. Vim ken in kol tzorim tichaleim u'sishabreim u'simagreim, you're going to destroy all of them. So they're finished. But tachniyim is a new knech, it's a new emphasis. Not only mevatel them, but you mevar that their whole mitzius is only built on the fact that they're here for good, for Yaakov. So ashbala nosefet, it's a bitu mitziutam mikol v'kol. Instead of his kafi, it's his hafchia, which ran like they say in Chassidus, transforming the good into the bad into good. So he was sold for a pasla, Mordechai owns it. He is now subordinate to the kochas hatov. That's the hachna. That's a new knech. That's mevar that their home mitzius is here for the good. That's the home mitzius of ra in the world. It isn't just overcoming an enemy. By Esav, by Amalek, it's showing how all the mitzius is here just for the good. Haman built that shri for himself. To destroy the ra in order that the good should come out. Haman's the one who says that Mordechai is going around, parading around town like the king. So some people ask, how are you making this tzivu la'asid? Termites are eternal. Once he's erased, he's erased. So what is there going to be to erase? But the tziurim of Och Esav Yaakov are me'al ha'shamayim. In other words, in the tzius, you have to erase them. the tzio is always going to be around. There's hechatimsi of a ra being here for good. That's the sechel elyon shebedava. Just like when you learn the sugya, the gemara of a ganav of a shakrin. Nobody's nifka from that because it's part of the sugya. So too in the sugya of Yaakov and Esav. Person understands what's Yaakov, what's Esav. This havan itself is enough. It's kuloi toiv. Kuloi toiv. Even when learning about the ra, it's kuloi toiv, but it's me'al shemai. It's a sechel, it's a idea, like Rav Kook always uses that word. It's mashu sechli, it's a mashu, something intellectual, something spiritual. It's an idea. It's not just, it's not a concrete concept, because there's no more ra. So what are we supposed to understand? What are we supposed to erase? What's the mechia? Mechia is amalek mitachas hashamayim. Me'al HaShemayim is going to still be around. The idea is still going to be around. But Mitachas HaShemayim, that's what we're supposed to destroy. Shouldn't be a Metzius anymore. Still don't forget. If Pshad is don't forget to erase them, it should say it before Timcha. Just the Loi Timcha, So we're supposed to remember to destroy him, mitachas hashamayim. But don't forget his metzius me'al hashamayim, the idea. Why do we bang when we hear Haman? It's part of the Bittul HaMetzius. He shouldn't be a Metzius Kayemis. So we get to a different type of tzio, a different type of scenario of Metzius without Shichacha. Not a Metzius, a concrete Metzius, but the idea. We still stay with the idea. Where Mevatel is Metzius. In the concrete world, and we remain with it in the spiritual world. The Raz being turned into Tov. Now we're reading the Megillah, reading about all that bad stuff, and how ultimately it all brought to the good. That's the Hachna. Rebnei Bonav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bivnei Barak, Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin 96b. Hi, everyone asks from the Mechilta. We learned a lot about this in a different shir. The Nishba Hashem, B'kisi Yaakov, Hashem B'kavim, Gerim Me'amalek. There's no Kabbalah's Gerim Me'amalek. So it says, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, in the country of Sashim, San Purim, and Ois Gimel, She'be'emes Ha'ezeh B'lti Afshari. It was mamish impossible. You're not allowed to be Mekabal Gerim Me'amalek. What do you mean, B'nei Bonum Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'bnei Barak? Shebemes ha'ezeh b'lti afshari, ha'kaladei sha'beheh lehem ha'das mi'beizdin, shelo ikiru shezeh ha'bah lefnehem lezgayru mizera ha'molek. They just didn't realize it. They didn't realize he's an Amalekite, so they were megayrim. As nitbarer, and it turns out that he was from the good. He's learning Torah, he's learning in Panovich. What do you want from the guy? Kolomar ha'mesoret sha'kadosh baruch hu nishba, hu rak, in our world, you have to be Oisek in Timche. That's for us. But in the Stavos, in the hidden places, God knows that there's a Hechet Timsi, that this Ra is going to be a Tachlis for Toiv, and he's going to make sure it stays around, he's going to make sure they convert, and that they end up in Yeshiva and Bnei Brak, staggering away. There's our avoid of Lamata Min HaShemayim of Timche, and then there's Lamala Min HaShemayim, God's Hanhag of turning the Ra into Tov. And our idea and our minds of turning the Ra into Tov. And that's the Avoda of Adlo Yoda. Today, on the day of Purim, we can come to all the Musagim of Adlo Yoda Ben Orham Lebaruch Mordechai. Makom she'en adat shelenu magia l'sham. And das, we're beyond our das. Now all of the Ra is just going to be used for Tov. We don't even know how that works. How's so much Ra in this world? How's that going to bring the good? We don't know. We don't always understand. That's the Adlo Yoda. And that's the Yeshua's Purim that comes me'elo le'elo, yimei ha'purim le'yavru misaych ha'yehudim. And Dvorim היו מאירי עיניים, מענייני לב, מזהירים ככוכבים ומאירים כספירים וזקים ובהירים. ברוך השם. Alright. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.